The purpose of this video is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. And with nuclear war on the brink, that's according to Vladimir Putin himself, here are some actions that you should probably take. First, I know most people don't think nuclear war could ever happen. I don't think you should have that attitude. I think you should prepare for the worst, and you can hope for the best. And so I don't want to... I really want to help people out there. I say things, and they usually end up happening. I just don't know when. And I'm not trying to be cocky or anything. I'm just saying usually I'm correct. Go look at any of my past videos. I stand by all of them. And you can go back a year. And you're really not going to find me far off anywhere from the truth. But at the time, it seemed radical when I was saying it to a lot of people. I'm used to this. But people who are new are not used to me. And they don't know that that's how I am, that I'm usually a little bit ahead of the curve. And then months later, you go back, and the things I say don't seem radical because they're kind of what everyone's saying all of a sudden. So if you think what I'm saying right now is radical, get in line. That's what everyone thinks when they see my videos. But go back and see my track record. That's all I'm saying. Now, I don't know if I'm right that there's going to be a nuclear war, but the reason why I think there's a good chance is because we have someone saying there's a good chance who has the most nuclear weapons in the world on top of my knowledge of biblical prophecy that I know people won't believe me on that either. But it's funny, people who study biblical prophecy all the time get denounced by the majority of people who don't really ever study biblical prophecy, and then they denounce you. Well, I wasn't taught that. Well, what did you study about it? Are you believing what you believe because someone told you, or do you believe what you believe because you read it and studied it and you know exactly what the Bible says? I would suggest that, A, that's a great action for you to take on the brink of nuclear war, is make sure you're reading your Bible and make sure you're getting closer with God. That should be action number one. B, you should be storing up food. You should be storing up or making sure that you have water, or you're going to have water of some sort. And if I'm wrong and this doesn't happen, then you'll have stuff for a rainy day. So think of it that way. So I'm trying to help because I don't want just, I just tell you things about what could happen, but I don't tell you an action that you can take. And the action really is for you and your own personal family. Take action for them. If you need survival equipment, you'll figure out what you need. Sit down with your spouse and really have a conversation about this. That's an action you need to take. Sit down and understand. All the people that freaked out over COVID-19, understand, I'm not someone who freaks out about this stuff. I was the person who went into stores without a mask and told everyone this is crap and tried to calm everyone down. I'm not someone freaking out. I know biblical prophecy. I know what I'm seeing, and I know what I'm hearing from Vladimir Putin. And I also know that if I'm right about biblical prophecy, the attitude of America will be, nothing's ever going to happen. I sit as a queen. I will never see destruction. That is Mystery Babylon. I believe America is Mystery Babylon. That is her attitude. So I fully expect that to be the attitude of most people who see this video. Like, I know there's a lot of people right now like, oh my gosh, this guy. I know you're already thinking that. Let me plead with you. Before you do that, go look at some of my other stuff from way back and see, understand that at the time it was recorded, lots of people thought I was crazy. And then see if you think I'm crazy in those videos, because you'll probably say, oh no, everybody knows this. Not at that time. Not at the time. So you've got to understand. I am worried because the globalists have escalated this. And they cannot control Vladimir Putin. And Putin, they're looking at him and they are saying, oh, look at, he's struggling with even taking the Ukraine. They don't understand the reason why Vladimir Putin is struggling with Ukraine is because he's trying to take the city without blowing it up. He wants the city for Russia. This is not how he would fight a war with an actual enemy that he doesn't view as a Russian brother. He views the Ukraine as something he's going to integrate. He doesn't want it flattened and destroyed. Now, his ego might get in a way to where he's going to get frustrated. And I think he'll get frustrated in this aspect that he'll be like, these Ukrainians don't understand. I'm a killer. Putin, that's what he'd be thinking. I'm a killer and I can kill them. And I'm not trying to kill them. Don't they see that? Don't they see that I'm not trying to kill them? And then he's going to get frustrated and then he's going to get mad. And at some point he might say, fine, I'm going to start shelling these cities. But he will never nuke Ukraine. Here's why. He doesn't want Kyiv, the capital city, to be a nuclear wasteland. They came through Chernobyl, folks. The Russians are well aware about radioactive fallout and not being able to use that area ever again, okay? They're not going to nuke. I keep hearing people, he might use some nukes, maybe on the Ukraine. I'm like, these people don't, how do they don't even listen to Vladimir Putin. The reason why Vladimir Putin is on nuclear high alert, the highest alert he can get, they've got the codes out there for his military. They are ready. All it takes is a word. He's told them to put them on notice now. They are on high alert. The reason why is for the Western nations. That has nothing to do with Ukraine. That nuclear high alert has to do with the sanctions, because the Western world escalated it when I've been saying, for the greater good of humanity, the Ukraine is not worth escalating. But we have idiot leaders and we have people that want to act tough, and they think by acting tough that they're going to put us in a better position. I said all they're going to do is put Putin in a corner and make him lash out by acting tough, and they're not even tough. To all you punks out there that are elected leaders, and I call them punks now because I watch them and they're just punks. They think they want to be on TV and look like they're tough, and that even the ones that I usually like, that will say that Biden is weak, Biden's weakness did cause this, I understand that. But now that we're in the situation, Putin's never going to view Biden as not weak. I don't know why they don't understand that. How do they not understand that? Putin's never going to respect Biden. So telling Biden to act tougher isn't going to work. Am I wrong? How do they not know this? So why are they saying really irresponsible things? I've heard some irresponsible stuff that could get America blown up, okay? By elected officials. You're an elected official. You work on the behalf of the United States government. You better be careful what you say for the sake of the people. But they're not being careful. And so they'll posture and say, we've got to be tough and we need more sanctions. Even though Vladimir Putin said that if you go and do sanctions on my banks, I will view that as a declaration of war. And I keep trying to tell these people, do you know you're saying what Putin is hearing is we've declared war on you. That's what he's hearing. He told you that's what he will be hearing when they say this. But they want to act tough. If I didn't finish my thought about these punks when I said these punks. If you want to act tough, you better be prepared to back up what you're saying. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not irresponsible and I'm not saying those things. I was saying we need to de-escalate and not escalate this. And the Ukraine is not our fight. The Ukrainians have to fight their fight. And we don't need to escalate it to World War III, you maniacs. But if you want to be a maniac, if you want to be tough, acting tough with sanctions is not how you're going to deal with Vladimir Putin. If you're going to be tough, then you need to go out there and say, I'm all for nuclear war, and I'm all for, let's just strike Moscow right now with a nuclear weapon. That's a maniac statement. That's not my statement. But if you're going to really be tough, then show me you're tough. Because Putin is saying that about us. Putin is saying, I will first strike with nuclear weapons. He's saying that. And nobody believes him. Everyone thinks that he's not serious. Why? You think Putin is a good man inside and loves the United States so much, and he's grown up with the exact same views as the United States does about nuclear war, right? That's off the table and we're never going to use it unless it's a last resort. Do you really think that's his views? Even though he's told you time and time again, he believes nuclear war is something that should be used as a first resort if you need to win, especially against a foe like the United States. Now nobody wants to believe him, and everyone will think that I'm hysterical for saying, Vladimir Putin will use nuclear weapons for a first strike. But all these people freaked out about COVID-19 like irrational people, okay? Yet, when they should be worried about nuclear war, everyone's like, oh, la-di-da, nothing's gonna happen. And it's like, where am I living? This is spiritual, man. And this is how I kind of really get even more convicted that I'm right about this. Because I knew when everyone was flipping out about COVID-19 and I wasn't, I knew I was right. And now I'm telling everyone, you need to listen, you need to understand, this is coming. And I've been saying this, you can look at my past videos, way before anyone even thought Russia would even go into, before everyone even blinked about Ukraine and Russia and this escalating into anything. I've been saying this. Anyone who's been a regular listener knows that. Anyways, now that it's happening, still people are going to be like, well, nothing's going to happen. We sit as a queen. We can't see destruction because no one would do first strike. That's mutual destruction. Oh. Folks, let me get your head into the right place. You live in 2022, not 1985, okay? Because I think most Americans still think of nuclear war like the movie War Games, where shall we play a game? And little nuclear missiles are launched and you can see them coming and you have an hour to prepare and you know what country they came from and you know, well, generals, should we respond? Yeah, mutual destruction. All right, well, we gotta launch our nukes. That is not how it is. That's how it was. That's not how it is. Understand this. If Russia does a nuclear strike and does a first strike, I don't know. Obviously, they'd be scared of a response. But I think they're pretty confident there wouldn't be. And I am pretty confident there wouldn't be a response. Because you have missiles now and nuclear subs. If they shoot from the ocean, how do you know who actually hit you? If they do dirty nuclear weapon explosions, which is very possible, if Iran is involved, if other allies of Russia is involved that you're not even thinking about, but you strike and you strike all at once, boom, 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 boom. And we don't even know who hit us and you can't even see it. And remember, Russia has torpedoes now, these massive nuclear torpedoes that can hit seaside cities. If Vladimir Putin launches it, there will be no radar. There's nothing that will indicate this. There will just be an explosion out of nowhere. Let's just take New York City because it should, obviously it would be like one of the number one targets, that in Washington, D.C. All of a sudden, it's just a normal day, kaboom, and then kaboom, 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 and then your leaders are taken out. How do they know who to respond to right away? And with liberals who don't even think you should ever use a nuclear weapon, Are you even sure, no matter the situation, are you sure Biden would even respond, even if he could? Because I don't think he would. I don't think people even understand how Joe Biden is and the people around him. I don't even think they would respond. But let's say they want to respond. What if they can't? Because it's that quick, that sudden, and it's out of nowhere. That's what Putin is promising, and that's the technology he has. Just because his army is getting slowed down because they're not good at the tactical stuff like we are going through Baghdad. We're much better at that than them. They don't even have experience doing that. They're not good with their trade lines. I understand all this. Putin didn't build his military over these last years for that type of warfare, just so you know, all you experts out there. Putin hasn't been building his military for that. He has been building his nuclear capabilities for an all-out Armageddon type of war, or World War III doomsday type of war. That's what he said he's been building for, not for taking a city and sparing civilian lives. And in that type of war, you must be aware that Putin, if he were to attack the United States, wouldn't even dare try to do it the way he's doing it in the Ukraine. He wouldn't even want to. He's doing it because Ukraine he views as part of Russia. The United States, he would conduct a total different type of war. He would look for mass casualties. He would target the mass population, not even the military targets per se. He'd target those too, but for the most part, mass population, to completely end the United States. That's how he would conduct that. And he's on the highest alert possible to do that. And he said, if you do these sanctions, the SWIFT, which they did, and I said, watch out if these people escalate it, and they did over the weekend. I said, there it is. There, here we go. They're escalating it and escalating it. They don't think it's not a bluff, but they're posturing, but they're not going to back up anything other than with that. Yet they still say, don't touch the oil. Don't touch the oil, which is also another fulfillment of biblical prophecy, by the way. If you want to know, the black horse, which represents capitalism, the black horse saying, do not touch the oil. That's capitalism, the weight and measures. And they're fulfilling that by saying everything, you're in the midst of everything, but anything can go, but not the oil. You can't touch the oil. I'm sitting here saying another fulfillment of biblical prophecy. They don't even know it. They don't even know it. People don't know. So people don't know biblical prophecy at all, especially Revelation. I do. And I don't know everything. And I can be wrong on things in Revelation. I understand that. One thing I'm very confident on, and people never try to even prove me wrong on this, they just say they disagree and they have a different belief, but they never can point out where I'm wrong, is that America is Mystery Babylon. It's Revelation 17 and 18 if you want to read all about it. If I'm right, that's going to happen during the tribulation and near the end. I used to not know. God did not reveal this to a lot of people. Hardly anyone knew. But now I hear a lot of people who understand this prophecy. This seems to be something that happens before the tribulation even begins. It also would make sense why the West is not really mentioned at Armageddon, because the West is already wiped out. And 17 and 18, you have to look at as something that happens before the tribulation, not after. It doesn't even make sense if you try to fit it somewhere after the tribulation or during the end of it. Doesn't even make sense. It doesn't fit there, but it does fit before. Besides, if you want some biblical backing of the timing, the Bible itself gives you a window of which this occurs. I will not give you the verse by verse because, again, the show is not for that, but you can look this up on your own. Revelation 14, which is not about Mystery Babylon, yet it mentions it, one little brief thing in a timing situation. Revelation 14, starting at verse 6, is the first angel that flies by, and it talks about the gospel being preached throughout the earth. The second angel that flies by says, fallen, fallen is Babylon. And then the third angel says, do not take the mark of the beast. What is that telling you? The gospel will be preached, Babylon will be destroyed, then the mark system is implemented. That's the order. That's the window you are in. The gospel has been preached throughout the earth, but the mark system has not been employed. But yet, we are seeing the setup of all of the mark system. Are we not? We are. So, we're in that window. Putin is someone who really will pull the trigger. And I know no one really believes it, and most people are not going to have that attitude. And the Bible already tells me in Mystery Babylon, they think they sit as a queen, they'll never see destruction. So I know no matter what I say, if I'm right that America is Mystery Babylon, if I'm right about that, then the vast majority of people out there will laugh at me and laugh at this video. It almost makes me feel like Noah. I guess I kind of know what Noah feels like, even though I don't know the timing. I'm not saying God spoke to me and told me this. I don't know the timing, but I am convinced that America is Babylon, and I am convinced there will be a sudden destruction of America. If the question is when, and I've always said that it would be Russia who leads it along with Iran, because I've been following what the Bible says. I get that from Jeremiah 50 and 51, if you want to look that stuff up, just so you know. So you can look those things up. I have been convinced of this, and I've been looking for the signs, and I'm seeing super signs right now. So this is why I am much more of an alarmist to you guys, because I've been looking for this for 15 years. I've been looking for this, okay? So yes, when someone has been watching for signs for 15 years, I've been keeping watch on this stuff. Yeah, I think I might be a little bit more of a someone who would sound the alarm than someone who doesn't watch or read or look at Bible prophecy at all, obviously. But I gotta say this. I think it is a huge mistake, as Putin is threatening nuclear war and is at highest alert. Russia is on highest alert for nuclear war. To do the State of the Union. Folks, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just thinking, if I'm an evil man like Putin and I want to do a first strike, all the leaders are going to be gathered in one place at one time. And then we only do this once a year, only at the State of the Union. And you're talking about every leader that is essential. Why would you do that when someone's threatening the brink of war? That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I, you know, there's a lot I was going to expand upon. I'm not going to. Because most people won't believe me. Most people will laugh at it. And I'm almost at the point of saying, I dust my feet and I'm walking away. Because it's not my job, and I can't change the way things are going to go. I know that. This is supposed to help you. If I have worried you, which is what I'm trying to do, to be honest with you, to get you to take some actions, at the beginning, go back, take some of those actions. You should know what to do to take some actions. Take some actions. I feel like God doesn't want me just to tell you this. He wanted me to tell you also, hello, if you believe me, what's the worst thing that could happen by taking the actions I'm saying, by storing up some stuff in case God brings you through? If it doesn't happen, it's still good to have stuff stored up. So why not start doing it right now while you have a chance? That's all. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's the most important thing. If you have that, it doesn't matter what happens. Oh, death, where is thy sting? In all situations, you can say that if you have Jesus in your life. Know that. I love you guys. See ya! Does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.